today is July 25th at about 11:45 a.m. Can you tell me how old you are?
5.
And what is your job?
To be good.
Where do you live? What town do you live in?
Danville.
What's it like to live in Danville?
It's fun. And, yeah, it's just fun.
What's fun about it?
It's fun because you can do a lot of stuff and, like, go up hills on, like, golden stuff and fun stuff.
When you first heard about COVID or coronavirus, what did you think about it?
I was just sad because I didn't get to play with my friends, but I was, like, sort of happy because then, like, nobody was, like, coming over and, like, being all, like, oh, like, blah, 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 and stuff.
And now that you've been living in a world with coronavirus for a while, what do you think about it now?
I just like that, like, it's like the same, but, like, I can play with some people.
Who do you get to play with?
Like, my cousins that live with me and my property.
What about people that don't live with you?
I get to, like, go on Zoom calls with them.
How is your daily life, what you do every day, how is it different now than before?
Because, like, not that many people's coming over to my house.
Is there anything else that's different about your life?
Less going out.
Do you go anywhere?
We go, like, to a very few places. But, like, mostly we just stay home.
What places do you go?
Like, we went to the beach a few days ago, so the beach.
How was the beach for you?
It was really, really fun.
What was fun about it?
Going in the waves and digging around and finding shrimps in the sand.
Were there people at the beach when you went there?
There was a lot the first time, and then the second time there was a little less. But then the third time we went, there was only, like 10 people, like, where we were. But then, like, on the other side of the beach, there was, like, a lot of people.
How was the beach different than when you would go to the beach before coronavirus?
We just didn't spend time with people. Although there were a ton of jellyfish, like, it's not usually like. That wiped up onto the sand, and Jesse was so scared that she couldn't go in the water. Not any time that I rolled there. Not once.
What do you think, what issues do you think, or what worries do you think are most important to the people that live in your town?
I'm worried that they might get sick and get really hurt by the virus.
Are there any other things that seem to be issues for them or worries for them?
I don't really know, because that's, like, the only issue right now is the virus.
Do you have any worries or any issues that are important to you?
Then I'll lose my lovey.
That you'll lose your lovey? What's your lovey?
It's this cuddly thing that I snooze on at night. Mm-hmm. And it has a face and it's sleeping.
So what do you think is the hardest part of COVID for people living here?
Just say 6 feet.
You think it's hard for them to stay apart from each other when they do see each other?
Mm-hmm. Because it's really hard because you really like to play with your cousins and you usually play with them. Mm-hmm.
What's happening to businesses right now in your area?
They're, like, stopping and people don't have to do as much work as they usually do. So they are doing less work.
Are there any businesses that aren't stopping?
Well, Choice Lunch isn't stopping. And I don't really, well, stores aren't stopping, other type of stores, like Target. But I don't really know anything else.
How have the jobs that people do changed?
Because they have to do Zoom calls instead of going out.
Does every worker do Zoom calls, or do some workers have to go out? Or
some workers, like my grandpa, who is here too, he goes to Choice Lunch. He works at Choice Lunch, so he still goes to Choice Lunch. And he stays less than 6 feet a lot. We try to make him stop doing that, but he doesn't stop.
How can people stay safe if they do have to go to their work? Or what are people doing to stay safe?
Well, be 6 feet and wear masks. Although it's hard to stay 6 feet.
Is there anything else that they can do to try to stay safe?
Put a tissue in their mask?
How are people in where you live, how are they responding to COVID? Or reacting to COVID?
They're reacting really good to COVID.
How? How do you know they're reacting good?
Because they don't, like, I don't see many calls out. Well, I see a lot of calls out, but that's probably in, like, a different neighborhood.
So people are staying home? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, in our neighborhood, but probably in different neighborhoods a lot of calls are going out because I see a lot of calls in the roads. Mm-hmm. But there might be a very few people in that call.
When you, like, if you had to go to a store, even if you stayed in your car, what do the people that are walking around outside and walking in and out of the store, what are they behaving like?
They're, like, wearing masks sometimes. And then, like, the other people, they're, like, masks, but they were going in the store. And so other people without masks, but we are just doing the drive-by pickup.
Is there anything special about your neighborhood during this time? Is there anything they're doing or not doing?
Well, it is special because it's hidden.
That's it?
And because we have a big driveway, so we're safe.
You have a big driveway so that you can just hang out in your driveway?
Yeah.
Do you see any members of your neighborhood out in the neighborhood doing anything?
Only, like, about, like, one person or, like, two.
What are they doing?
They're, like, taking walks with their dogs and stuff.
Are they social distancing? Are they in groups?
Some are social distancing, some are staying 6 feet. No, some are social distancing 6 feet, but some are not social distancing 6 feet. That's probably because they're just a family.
How has COVID impacted families?
By spreading from a person to another person, to another person, to another person.
So if somebody in a family gets COVID, then everybody in the family could be exposed to COVID?
Yeah, and then if that person who's sick goes out and they'll get somebody else sick probably by the germs spreading around, flying all around, and then people... people will get sick and they're going to have to stay in a room by themselves. Nobody coming in.
So what about your family? What's different about your family that you live with now during coronavirus?
That we are touching a lot of our friends and we are just... You're just very safe because, like, when some people in my family get sick, like, not like the virus, but like other types of sicks, they never like get like hurt or anything. They just have like sickness and then like it just stops and they're fine. Right now, my grandma has,
what is it? Mm-hmm. You can say it. Breast cancer.
She has breast cancer. But she, it doesn't hold her.
Right.
I don't think.
So what do you think that your life is going to be like in 1 year?
It's going to be masks and other stuff.
Still masks?
Yeah. We're going to still have to wear masks and stay 6 feet maybe, or maybe like... Yeah, 6 feet, but maybe we're not gonna like have playground time. Maybe they're gonna switch the playground time to when nobody goes out and like only like 3 people in the school go out, and then in kindergarten the other 3 people go out, and then the other 3 people go out. And then it starts getting bigger and bigger, so they learn to stay 6 feet, so like 3 people go out, and they all stay 6 feet, and they can play monkey in the middle, but then only the monkey can run out the side and get the ball, and nobody else can do that.
Is there anything, like when you are an adult, and you were talking to kids about what life was like during COVID, what would you want them to remember?
I would want them to remember to stay 6 feet and be really safe and mostly wear masks and don't go into stores, do drive-bys, and if there are no drive-bys, just be really, really safe or order it online and make it come to your house.
Do you have any other stories you want to share or any other thoughts you want to share before we finish?
I don't know. I don't really know.
No other stories?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, that will be the end of our interview. Give me 1 minute to turn off my recording devices before you start talking, okay?